after some fine performances this year,
some really good innings.
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good.
We are joined by a second cricket legend in this hour, Fat. We chat to Darren Lehman. Good man he is too, very soon.
Yes. Plus, I want to know about the times you've been lazy. Not you, but the family.
Yes.
But up next, we take a listen to some of the terrible pet names out there.
Ow! This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
And we were just talking about Andrew Brayshaw before.
Yes.
He's got a sausage dog, a dachshund. Called Stephen.
Stephen.
Well, that's because the family call him Steve.
Yes.
And so he's called his dog Stephen. That's a rubbish name for a dog.
Bad name.
But I had, when I was growing up, a beagle called Honeybell. And I remember saying to Mum, how the hell did Honeybell ever arrive as a name for a dog?
Too long.
Rubbish name.
Too long.
But rubbish too.
Yeah.
It doesn't even mean
what
anything.
What is Honeybell?
Honeybell.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, hence 13353.
Yes.
I want you to ring if you've got a worse pet name than that. I mean, that's stupid. Honeybell.
Yeah.
Who calls a dog Honeybell?
I know someone's got a dog called Barry.
Well, there you go.
It's boring.
That's just a crap name for a dog.
Barry.
Barry.
It's just boring.
You know, they used to say your first pet and your first street name is your porn name.
Porn name. Oh, yes.
So I was Lynn Street, Trig, in Perth.
Oh, what were?
Dog, Lynn Street.
Yeah.
And Honeybell.
Yeah.
So my porn name's Honeybell Lynn.
Oh, that's not bad.
Bringing a bit to the table.
I like that.
I'm watching a film that she stars in.
So what was
your first pet?
Patch.
Yeah.
And Street.
Patch Street.
No, you didn't live in Street Street.
No, I lived in Coreen.
So?
Patch Coreen. No, shit. That's shit.
That's not as good.
I wish you didn't bring that up.
Josh in one turn. Hello, Josh.
My pet name is Morag.
Right.
We got her as a rescue pet and changed her name because we didn't like it to Maggie.
Why did you call her Morag in the first place?
Well, that was
it. It was a rescue pet.
Yeah. Oh, you inherited it called Morag.
Yeah.
Maggie's
so
better.
Yeah, we inherited the name.
Yeah, Morag's no good.
No. Well, that's an old
exactly.
lady's name.
What is it?
It's an old lady's name, like an old-fashioned lady's name.
Oh, terrible.
It's terrible.
Jeff's out there.
And hello to all the Morags listening.
Yeah, well, there'd be no one called Morag anymore.
Of course there are.
13353.
Ring up, Morag. If your name's Morag.
Yeah, of course.
Jeff's in Doreen, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jeff.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going better than you. Now, what do you got? Stupid pet names, Jeffrey?
I've got a dog named Simon, but my daughter had a sausage dog named Sizzle.
Yes, I like that.
Not bad.
Get it, Bill?
I like
sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. That's not bad.
Not
Stay
bad.
There, Jeff. Ryan Cheltenham. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Fat and JB. How are we?
Hello, Ryan. How are you, Ryan?
Very well.
You got a badly named pet for us?
Yeah, black, bushy-eyebrowed pug named Jorge.
Jorge.
What?
So it's written J-O-R-G-E, but it's pronounced Jorge.
Lorenzo.
Stay there. Steve Yarrawonga. Hello, Stevie.
G'day, boys.
What Stevie. Have you got?
We used to have a Kelpie on the farm called Engineer.
Why?
Because he'd make a spring for your nuts and a bolt for the door.
A spring for your nuts? Bolt for your door.
It's filtering.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, I like it.
That's good.
It's filtering, Bill.
Yeah. Engineer.
I like that engineer. Stay on the line. Kingy
in Anarchy.
The one-stop shop, Kingy. We love it out there at Anarchy.
Mate, it's a sensational little area. I'll give you the tip.
It's got everything. What about, what's the little town, the German town up the road? Stiglitz.
Oh, the old Stiglitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to drive through.
It's not saying much about a joint, is it?
No, it's a ripping little area, mate, that's for sure.
What do you got by way of a stupid pet name, please, Kingy?
Well, my young bloke has just turned 12. He has got a blue-tongued lizard called Violet.
A blue-tongued lizard?
Violet. Yeah, because he found it in the rocks at the old house. And he thought that the colour of the tongue was actually violet. So that's why he called it a violet.
Violet. Sort of a pet does a blue-tongued lizard make?
Wouldn't do much.
I've got to do everything for the bastard.
what do you feed it?
Oh, you try to get the young fella to go out and grab some snails and shit, but it's a bit average.
I got to do everything for the bastard, says Kingy.
And he's got to find shit.
Robin in Mulwala?
Mulwala.
Oh, come on, Jim.
Hello, Robin.
How you going?
Good, thank you.
Mulwala.
What have you got?
Beautiful spot.
It is. Well, the lake's just filling up, so it's going to be even more beautiful. So it'll be a lot better than a barren piece of dirt.
I used to ski on the lake there.
Oh, you should see the trees in it. You'd probably think twice.
Yeah, I know. I dodge them. I go around them.
Of course you do.
what do you got for us, Rob?
All right, we've got four pets. Ooh. We've got four dogs. So the biggest and the most name is Winston, the Dalmatian.
Yes.
And then we've got Battles, the Cavalier.
Battles, yeah.
Battles, yes. And
battle
Pearl. Oh, well, he's a little bit of a yep. He battles to get things done, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl, the Cavalier Cross Maltese Shih Tzu, so she's a Maltalia.
Maltalia.
And we've got another Maltalia called Brandy Louise, and they're all named after the war. So Brandy is a good drop in the war.
Yes.
So every time I sit down with my dog Brandy, I need to sit down and have a good drop.
Oh,
and have a drink.
And your husband's name? What's his?
Ray. Raymond Wybrow.
Right, Ray, yeah.
And Raymond.
Then, any kids?
Yes.
What are their names?
Jason, Luke.
Right, oh, Jason.
Grant, Ben, Zoe.
How many kids have you got, Robin?
So we got six between us and several great grandkids and grandkids.
Wow. Name them.
Stay on the line. Kaz in Mildura. Hello, Kaz.
Oh, Kaz.
Yeah. We had a cat called Baldrick.
Oh, from Blackadder.
Absolutely. He was originally named Marmalade. We got him from a friend, but we didn't like Marmalade, so we called him Baldrick.
Do you treat your cat like Blackadder used to treat Baldrick?
Well, no, not really. He kind of ruled the roost. He used to like to walk from one end of the lounge room to the other when we had visitors, and and before you knew it, everyone was gagging because he'd like to let off a quiet one on the way.
Baldrick the farting cat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate. Oh, wow. And not complete Bill, yet.
Just
Our next guest was a rock in Australia's middle order, making five test centuries, four in ODIs, and hitting the winning runs in the 1999 World Cup final.
Remembers that, Ned? Four runs, that's 50 for the Australians. What a wonderful performance to win by 8 wickets in the World Cup.
He then coached the Aussies to two Ashes victories and a World Cup win in 2015. Please welcome Darren Lehman.
Superstar, this man.
Yes.
He was a superstar when he played. He then dominated as a coach and now as a broadcaster for Fox Cricket. Darren Lehman joins us. Big boy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, lads. What an intro that was. I was a bit worried about being calling the rock of the middle order. There's no rock. It was a sloppy guts I used to play with him.
I know, mate. I saw it for 10 straight years and a pimply fat ass too. I mean,
How are you going, Buff? What are you up to nowadays?
Enjoying. I'm working with, obviously, Brisbane Heat and Fox and looking forward to the Big Bash. And as you know, the Big Bash draft's coming up, so looking forward to that on the weekend.
So your own role with the Heat is what?
Well, assistant coach, Jim. No pressure. It's great fun. Yes, you just get to help out and, you know, look after the younger players. So it's been really enjoyable taking the back seat and just really enjoying the game of cricket, mate.
Wade Seckham, of course, kept up there for years as the main man.
Yeah, he's been there in charge last year and then now this year. So he's been with the Bulls for about 5 years, had a lot of success. So he's enjoying that change of sort of dual roles and, going really well.
I played for, I reckon, 7 or 8 years with Darren Lehman.
Yes.
And loved every second of it, by the way, because this is a gentleman that enjoyed the game.
He did.
And what I mean by that is once the final ball was bowled,
you'd have a beer.
He enjoyed the game.
Nothing wrong with that, Jim.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But Buff and I, did you know this?
Well, you would have had a wine, he would have had a beer. Yeah.
Twice in our time, put on 300.
Both times, how many Buff, mate?
200. Is that true or not?
That is true, James. And Bill, you're right. He was drinking wine and I was drinking whiskey in draft. So that's the sort of record we had together. But James is a very good player, Bill.
He tells us that every day. Average 44 and all that.
No, no, Bill. I'm telling you that I, on both occasions, thought I was going all right.
Yes.
And he's doubled me.
With those.
He put on 300, Bill. He's made 200 of them twice. Took the piss.
And Merv Hughes used to hate you, didn't he? He would try and kill you, but he had respect for Boof.
He had a lot of respect
for Boof. He tried to kill everyone, man. He was a legend.
Boof, I was watching England and South Africa the other day. I thought, I'll have a look at this. And South Africa must have the best bowling attack I reckon I've seen for 10 or 15 years, mate. They're unbelievable.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell Paddy Cummins. Line and those boys, Joshie Hazelwood, they'll be happy with you, Bill. I think they're pretty good.
No, no.
So you're right. You're right. Yeah. You are right, mate. You are. You are following the game very well, as you normally do. So I would think that that's the real challenge of the summer, us getting through their pace attack. They're quick. They swing it. They've got everything, every base covered. I'm not sure how they – I think our blokes might bat a bit better than probably they will, so that'll be the challenge.
Mate, Marco Jansen, he left arm exactly like Bruce Reid. Bruce Reid.
Yeah, Bruce Reid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bruce Reid.
I thought you were talking about the opening batter.
Yeah, that's Lee's. He can't bat. Yeah. No, Marco Jansen. He's going to be something.
Yeah, he's quite. They've got some quality bowlers, as you said, so it's going to be a ripper series.
I went to the pool down there when I was staying at a resort, and, geez, they're all looking for him out in the pool. Marco?
Oh, God. What?
That's bad, Bill. Bad.
That's like embarrassing.
Sorry, Boof. That's shit. Right.
No, Bill. That's all right. We're going to take a little break, and then when we're going to come back, I don't think we need
to. No, Jim, I've got something to talk to Boof about.
Have you?
All the legends were back in Melbourne.
All right, we'll get to that
Have
next.
A good time, and guess who didn't get invited?
More with Darren Lehman next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's,
To the Antarctic? I'm or just going to write this whole breakdown.
Oh, well, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
We're joined by Fox Cricket's Darren Lehman.
Just looking at a photo here, all the legends, Bluey and Brett Lee and Haydos and Boof and Andy Bickle and Gilly and Bluey and Ricky Ponting and Shane Watson. They're all the boys are there. They came to Melbourne for a great weekend of golf, for some drinking wine, just having fun. And they come to Melbourne. Brayshaw lives in Melbourne. The only problem for poor old Jim, he wasn't invited. It must have been good to have a weekend without him, Boof.
Oh, Billy, thanks very much. I don't think he was going to know that, was he? Or did he find it on the socials? I mean, we were down there as well. And Ricky Ponting, who's North Melbourne mad.
Yes.
Yeah, you would think he would invite him, but you are correct. Yeah, there was a stipulation you had to play for Australia.
What was that stipulation?
You had to play for Australia.
No, he said that.
There it is, Jim.
He already said that, Bill.
No, I
you
didn't.
You just made him repeat it again.
Had to play for Australia. You didn't have a baggy green. Bill, you haven't got one.
I told you about this
no,
weekend.
You didn't.
That's how you found out about it.
It must have been good. It was on fire out of all the boys.
James would know the pick of the one that would actually go the longest and keep going where others stop.
Massive ears.
Yes, that's right. That's the one, Adam Gilchrist. He keeps going. He doesn't stop.
No, he
does
not.
I've never known an operator like him. Everyone has fallen by the wayside and he's still going.
He's still at the bar drinking or having a wine.
He's unbelievable, Bill. I mean, I used to tell him I could go and then I had a triple bypass, so I had to slow down. He just keeps going. He's hollow legs. He doesn't stop. So it was just a get-together, really, because we keep saying we're going to get together. Everyone out there, make sure you get with your mates and have a beer and chat and see how everyone's going. So that's what it was. Just to get together, none other than, the great Ricky Ponting organised the weekend. It was fantastic.
No, it is. It's brilliant, especially with the mates you've lost recently. It's important that you get around your mates. I think it was a wonderful thing. Now, the Heart Foundation ambassador, and I know that you've just spoken about your own issues with heart surgery. Bill and I did the coronary angiogram.
We did.
And did that on the news, Boof, to try and raise some awareness of the fact that if you're our age, go to your GP and get this thing checked out.
Yeah, how'd you go, boys? All clear?
Jim was all clear. I had a bit of a blocked artery, so I had to go back and have a stress test, actually, Boof.
Good,
but that's why you do this, mate. It's actually, you get a little kick in the ass. It's a good wake-up call, and you look after yourself. As what you did, I'm just reading here, mate, you used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
That was on a good day. When I wasn't stressed playing cricket. Yeah, I used to do a lot of bad things, Bill, and it just caught up on me. So for all males out there, females, it can happen to anyone. And, and supreme athletes, that's the most amazing thing. When you've got heart disease, you don't know about it. So anyone that's having, you know, any tightness in the chest or anywhere, really, just get checked out, as you did, Bill, and James. So proud of you too. Very good.
No, it was good. And that's I was a bit worried because I had to go back again and all that. And you do worry because it's the heart and all that. But, gee, you get well looked after, especially here, Jim. They were fantastic where we were.
Yep, worth them. Boof, did I hear you before say that's before you were stressed playing cricket? I've never seen a less stressed cricketer in all of my life.
That was outwardly, Jim. You know, I had to worry about not running you out. I had to worry about running, actually.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of running. Just plastering them square of the wicket to the boundary, Bill. That's all that used to happen.
That cut shot all through there, Jim. Magnificent he was, Boof.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, I've been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounced. That's how bad they're going. Time to connect with the Rush Hour family. 133353. This come across my desk. People are getting lazier and lazier, Jim.
Yes, Bill.
I used to walk or ride my horse to school back in the day.
Ride my horse. Never ridden a horse in your life. Well,
what was
you
it
have.
Called?
You have, and you fell off it like an idiot.
That was a camel.
No, it wasn't. It was a horse. We were doing the Olympics footy show.
Not the camel that took you up Puckle Street.
No, that was another.
This horse took off, and old Fat's trying to hang on, and he fell off side.
In that big shed, the dressage
that's
shed.
That's it, Bill.
But I read this, Jim.
All right, go on.
Uber Eats are pushing to deliver pies and beers to footy fans at Melbourne stadiums. So, footy fans, all you have to do is get on your phone, order Uber Eats, and they deliver to your seat. You don't have to get up. You don't have to move. They come to your seat. So you don't have to move. That is lazy, Jimmy boy.
Especially the bloody places are only about 20 metres away.
20 metres behind. Get some beers, get a pie, whatever, sausage roll. No, Uber Eats, come to your seat now with your pie or your drink.
Well, Bill.
That is lazy.
That is lazy.
Yes.
But it's not as lazy as someone who lives in my house.
Oh, Lisa.
No.
No.
Third son.
Third boy.
Rings. Oh, so I'm sitting in the TV room.
Yes.
And my phone rings. And he goes, Dad, have you signed that form for school? I said, yeah, I have. Yes. Where are you? Oh, I'm in my bedroom.
How far is that?
That's 5 metres away. He's that lazy, he couldn't walk out of his bedroom down and ask me himself, so he rings me.
That's what we're talking
about.
What
are we dealing with?
Well, hence.
Hence.
133353.
Yes.
What's the laziest thing you've done?
Bill, where are you at?
I don't know. What's the laziest thing you've done, Jim?
Nice. Do you know someone who's really lazy?
That's a bit of...
Ring us now, 133353, and dob them in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not Incy Wincy. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
It's not. It's Hugey Woogey.
Bill, right now we're asking, what's the laziest thing you've done?
Exactly right. Jim told a story there. Mick Malloy. You know Mick.
Yes.
Good, funny man.
Very.
Had a big night, hungover. Laid on the couch the whole day the next day and took 43 steps for the whole day.
That does not surprise me.
43 steps, Jim.
You're capable of that, Mick.
That'd be to the dunny and back, to the dunny and back.
And
that'd
maybe
be
the fridge.
And the fridge, yes, exactly. 43 steps for the day.
That's not a lot of steps, Bill.
That's lazy.
Ivan's in Pascoe Vale. Ivan?
Ivan.
Hey, how you going?
Is it Ivan or Ivan?
Oh, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter, Bill.
What have you got for us, Ivy?
Well, laziest thing I've done, I lived in a street in North Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I ordered takeaway, and the takeaway is literally like, you know, like a 30-second walk.
Yeah.
So I sort of, I don't know, I don't know whether it was laziness or just hunger.
Yes. So did you actually walk and get it, or they delivered it?
No, they delivered it.
They delivered it, Bill.
Well, that's lazy, Ivan.
I know, that's pretty lazy.
30 seconds away.
He said that, Jim.
Yeah. Righto, stay there. Sarah's in Knox. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Who do you know that's lazy?
Unfortunately, my husband, bless him.
Come on.
We had an extension built. We had a new walk-in robe and the light globe went, and I was looking at it and I couldn't identify what kind of globe it was because it was a new fitting, and he looked at it for a bit and he said, well, we've got a lamp, haven't we?
Oh, no.
And he went and got it and put it on a little stand for it.
That's clever.
Yeah, so I have actually fixed it myself since then.
But Bill, not that
you
hard.
You should be able to fix
it. I can actually
globe,
fix globes.
I reckon, yeah. That should. Actually, Benny's in Ferntree Gully, Bill.
Hello, Benny.
Hey, gents, how are we?
When have you been lazy?
This one's for you, Billy. I reckon right up your alley, mate.
Yeah.
I had a friend who decided he wanted to go for a late night snack to Macca's and drove through the drive through. As he gets up to pay, he finds out the FBOS machine isn't working. Rather than parking his chariot, he decides to drive 15 minutes to the next nearest Macca's.
How good is that?
That's quality. Oh,
that is lazy.
That's a lazy man, Bill.
It is.
Stay there, Benny. Like that. Steve in Atwood. Hello, Stevie.
Hello. Hope you're both okay.
Yes, we are. How's Steve?
Oh, he's all right.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I'm laying in my double bed watching TV one night, and the remote's on the other side of the bed.
Yes.
Too lazy to roll over and pick it up to turn off the TV. So I've reached down to the extension cord, which is attached to the TV, and just pulled the plug.
Pulled the plug.
Bill, now sort of units are we dealing with here?
I couldn't roll over. It would have been the other side of the bed, Jim.
Doreen's got Josh out there.
Josh is in Doreen.
Gents, how we doing?
Hey, Joshua.
So I was feeling a bit seedy after a big night. Was laying in bed during around lunchtime. Starting to get a bit peckish, so I've ordered McDonald's from Uber Eats.
Yep.
Got the driver to call me when he got there. Told him when the spare key was. Got him in the house and actually got him to leave the food at my bedroom with the spare key in tow.
That's funny.
That's lazy.
That's funny.
Hungover laziness.
Bill.
At its best.
Well, I played cricket in Adelaide with a bloke called Sam Parkinson, parking lot.
Yeah.
He used to order a takeaway pizza in person and then jump in the car.
And take him home.
Take him home.
That's not a bad idea.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, this is a beauty. We love when someone starts laughing on live television. They can't stop. Have a listen to this, weatherman.
Right now, we're joined by one of the world's most renowned horse trainers, Bill, in David Hayes.
Spot on, Rabsy. Good bloke, too. Currently in Hong Kong. But, David, welcome to the show. You trained for the Queen. You actually trained her first Australian winner. What was that like? And welcome to the Rush Hour, Dave.
Nice to be on the show, Bill and fellas. It was a great experience. He was an absolute horse lover.
Yeah.
And right into the detail of horse training. And to have a winner for her and being the first in Australia was an honour. But I got a few nervous phone calls by me.
Yes.
The first call I got, I used to talk to her manager.
Yep.
And the first call I got was, I told the manager on the Friday before the Bart Cummings Stakes, the lead up to the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
I reckon the Queen's horse can win, I told him. And said, oh, well, Her Majesty will ring you on Saturday night. And I said, great, I'd love to talk to her after a win. That'll be good. Well, lo and behold, the horse hung like a mongrel and ran last.
And so
I thought, oh, well, I won't be hearing from Her Majesty. And lo and behold, at about 8 o'clock, the phone rang, private number.
Mm.
And a lady said, it's Buckingham Palace. Have you got 5 minutes for Her Majesty? And, of course, I went through my mind. I thought, I wonder if freaking Hamish and Andy are doing a prank call on me. I sort of wasn't sure, but anyway, I took it. And anyway, I didn't know what to say or what to do. And they found her in the library, and she said, is that you, David? And I said, yes, speaking, man. And she said, tough day in the office? And I said, oh, yes, it was. And anyway, she put me at ease and she was lovely.
Yeah.
But I said to her in closing in the phone call, I said, look, I've reviewed everything I've done with the horse. The only thing I would change is I would take the pacifiers off.
Yeah.
And she said, what are pacifiers? And I said, they're these mesh things over the horse's eye. And basically, and I meant to tell her that they're to keep the horse relaxed.
Yeah.
But I actually said, they're actually, you put them there on to slow them down. And she said, that certainly worked, didn't it?
Well, what about Bold Sniper? That was the first winner I think you trained. She would have been happy with that.
Yeah, that was Bold Sniper before we worked him out. He was the prick of a horse.
prick of a horse.
And Bolt Sniper, actually, another interesting story, interaction I had with the Queen was Bolt Sniper had won at Moonee Valley, so it was all good news.
Yeah.
And I happened to be at the Crows game at Adelaide Oval, and I got a message on my phone. It was 50,000 people screaming. It was a close game. And I got a message on my phone, said, "Have you got 5 minutes for Her Majesty?" And that was a call I wanted to take because I had good news and the horse had won. So I got up from my seat and I ran into some of the VIP areas.
Yeah.
And they kept kicking me out. They said, "No, you can't come in here. You can't come in here." And I said, "Look, I've got a really important phone call and I have to be in complete silence." And they said, "No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And I said, "Look, I trained for the Queen. I've trained a winner for the Queen. And the Queen's about the bloody ring. Just give me a bit of space." And the bloke went, "All right." And he let me. So I was in the toilet of some VIP room talking to the Queen.
Hey, David, did you ever go over to her own equestrian setup? Apparently it was unbelievable, the stables and everything else. Did you ever get over there?
Look, I never did, but I went to the royal meeting, which is her meeting, and Prue and I and Ben actually were there with Red Kirk Warrior, a good horse I trained. And we got a message that the Queen would like to have afternoon tea with us, which was a huge thrill to meet her. You know, she is such a wonderful lady.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. And, mate, she did. I think she had 2,000 winners or something, I read, Dave, which is just unbelievable. How many horses did she own?
Oh, she has a lot of horses. I think she had 100 mares, so, you know, she raced all the progeny. So she was truly one of the biggest owners in the world and really loved it and loved the attention to the detail. She was truly a pleasure to train for.
And she was also an accomplished equestrian herself.
Yes, and like a daughter, rode in the Olympics, so they're a real horsey family.
Yeah, Jim.
Thanks very much for joining us and giving us an insight into what it was like to train horses for the Queen. What a great story.
Thank you.
See you, Hazy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast. Triple M. I strongly advise you don't do this.
Jim, shush. Sit back and let old ratings brownless have a crack. I heard a very good wholesome story the other day, Jim.
Wholesome.
Happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
A New Zealand Warriors player, so the NRL, the rugby league, his name is Chanel Harris-Tavada.
Mm-hmm. Rugby league.
That's him. He played over 45 minutes of football for the Warriors against Storm with a ruptured testicle.
Ooh.
Kept playing.
Ruptured his...
No, I got that bit.
Testicle.
But he kept playing.
He kept playing, Jim. The doctor said it was one of the toughest efforts of 2022. He got a knee to the knackers.
Jeez.
And, mate, it was ruptured. So he's already had surgery and he's going to miss 3 or 4 weeks, okay?
Well, that happened, of course, to Popsy Kelly.
Popsy Kelly.
Or was it Mitch Duncan? One of your boys.
Popsy
landed.
Kelly was running along, landed flat.
Flat, and then
pop.
Ruptured.
Pops.
And I reckon it happened to Mark Yates. Yeah. Dermot ran through him in a home and away game, himself in a ruck and ruptured his testicle. And then that's how Mark Yates ran into Dermot in the 89 grand final, Jim.
Well, this is what interests me, Hose. Where are we going here?
Well, I've had a bit of time to think about this, a week and a half, Jim, of course, and I want to connect with the Rush Hour family so they can all have some input.
Right, so?
When have you ruptured a ball... Unusual.
No, Bill. No chance.
When have you ruptured a ball?
No, Bill, there's no chance anyone is ringing.
No, they will. They'll come. 133353. You watch the Rush Hour family here. I tell you what, he's a hard nut, Jim, this bloke, to do what
Bill.
He did.
He's can't a hard, say hard nut.
Yeah.
Bill.
The doctor gave him some pills.
You're asking the family when have they ruptured their testicle unusual.
Well, not testicle, ball.
Just a ball.
The same beef, isn't it?
No one's ringing, Bill.
Is it? No, they're coming.
No!
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, no, then not.
Orange, Jim. Oh, here they come.
No.
Yes, when have you ruptured a testicle ball unusual? Bill, here they come to Papa! Come to Papa!
There is no chance.
Oh, from Tassie.
People are ringing.
Petering, never heard of it.
Oh,
Eagle
oh
Hawk.
My God.
They're coming from Tullamarine.
I cannot believe.
133353, ring now. When have you ruptured a testicle ball Unusual.
I cannot believe it.
People are ringing.
It's like it's rigged.
No, it's not. Mate, they get ruptured now and then.
Do
Hayes.
They? Yeah. Is this common?
It is.
What is going
Nothing,
on?
Nothing, Rose.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home. When have you ruptured a testicle?
Unusual.
That's it, Jim. And look at them. Oh, they've come
it
from everywhere.
It astounds me that this is even getting close to working. Mark is in Melbourne. Marco.
What happened, Marco?
How are you, boys?
Good, mate. How are you? And what happened?
A few years ago, I was playing baseball, played catcher.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes, I got hit in the nuts three times with the ball.
Nuts. Yes.
And about 6 months later, I was laying in bed one morning and my left nut grew up to the size of a grapefruit.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wow.
You had a hemorrhage in there, Marco.
Yeah, I had got an operation 2 weeks later and ended up with 22 stitches in my left knacker.
Oh, wow. 22. All good now?
Yeah, mate, produced three kids, so doing all right.
Good on you, Marco.
Well, within 10 minutes, he got it in the nuts three times.
Nuts.
How is it that we're here? How are we doing this? Michael's in Lilydale.
Hello, Mickey. Oh.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
What happened, buddy?
So it didn't happen to me, but one of the boys, the night before Deb, he must have rolled over awkwardly in bed.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, he obviously squished the blokes downstairs.
Oh.
But but he woke up obviously in a bit of pain, and he's like, oh, nah, it doesn't feel right. Must be muscular. So oh. he grabbed the DP.
Oh, no!
All right, yeah, rubbed it all over him, got a good rub, and then he said within a couple minutes, he's just like, oh, bugger, I think I've made this a lot worse, and had to run to mum.
Yeah,
run to mum.
Yeah,
not
and the mum, DP. Mum rushed him off to the hospital.
No. I remember Jeanette running in to see mum, I've got a problem here. Oh, no.
Dave in Geelong, hello, Dave.
Dave?
Boys, how are you today?
Good, Dave, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Bill.
What happened to the knackers?
I was doing a paper round when I was 13 and, yeah, it just happened to twist me testicle.
Oh, how?
I just, while riding the push bike, it felt like someone was stabbing me in the kidneys.
Oh, I would have twisted at 13.
But, yeah, wasn't good. It was a Saturday morning before hockey, so didn't get to play. I was in hospital for a week.
A week?
Oh. Yep.
Twisted pill.
Lucky to find him at 13, Jim.
Stay there, Dave. Shay in Seaford. Hello, Shay.
Hey, how you going?
What happened to you?
Going back in the fight and footy and, copped a knee straight to the knackers, mate.
Oh. And what happened?
I went to hospital after that and, ruptured testicle.
Oh, no. Yeah. What happens then? What do they do?
I'm not too sure, mate. I was out with the lights, so.
Bill, I've told you this in my glorious football career.
Oh,
semi-final at Subi Oval against Swan Districts. Yeah. Rocky Passero, who played in the back pocket for Claremont and the Rezzies.
Yes, that's right.
He ruptured it.
You went in and watched.
The blood was all coming down the inside of his leg. He didn't know what had happened.
Yeah.
Half time. So he goes straight into the medical room and the doc starts stitching him up. And I'm fascinated by that sort of stuff.
So guess what?
So
he goes in and watches.
I'm having a look. And the doc, after about 20 seconds, says, do you mind buggering off? I'm trying to, you're in my way.
Oh.
I'm trying to stitch him up. I'm saying, Rocky, what's going on? Is that, can you feel it? He goes, yeah, because you've got adrenaline going on. And so they stitched it without a lot of local or anything.
Oh, wow.
Got him back. He played.
He did not play.
Because it wasn't a ruptured. It was just, he's just split the skin.
Oh, right.
So he came back out and played.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Now, who's winning?
Hang on, we got Andrew, I reckon.
Oh, Andrew's there.
Hey, Drewy.
How you going, boys?
Hey, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. I'm great.
What happened, buddy?
Many moons ago, after I had the pigeon pair, boy and girl, I thought I'll get, the old snutting done.
Yep, it's the snip.
Drove home in the car, and all of a sudden, I wet myself. Oh, hang on, no, I haven't. Oh. Popped all the stitches. Bang.
Oh, no, Bill. You shouldn't do too much when you have the snip. You know that. Straight home, that, Drewy.
I drove home and you're not supposed to. No, manual clutch.
Oh, no. Manual. He's done the stitches.
The stick.
Come on, Drewy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jase.
Can you believe that, Jase? Just,
come on.
Just a juvenile man.
Carlton. P. Cripps. Medal, Patrick.
Cripps of the Carlton Football Club.
Oh. Congratulations, mate. Richly, richly deserved.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's you know, every time I hear that sort of callback, still gives me goosebumps, to be honest. So it's been an interesting 36 hours. So it's starting to sink in now.
Geez, had to do it the hard way too. Get three in a losing game.
Mm.
Yeah, it was. I knew going to the last game, I was close enough. I knew I did all right, but you never quite know on Brownlow night. It's as good as you play sometimes. Sometimes you never can jag a vote, and sometimes when you don't expect it, you can pinch one. But it was that last one was definitely made the ending. Would have been good to watch, and it was even amazing to be a part of it.
No, it wasn't good to watch. I had Lachie Neal and Tuke Miller and a Quinella. So stuff your cripper. But anyway, have you got your Brownlow medal back? Because I heard Montana had it on and she wasn't going to give it back.
Mate, there was I reckon my little brother would have had it for longer than her. It was probably about 3 hours there where I didn't know where it was. But to be honest, I had a few while then, so it didn't really matter. It was it was a great after party. I had a lot of the boys rock up and my family were over for it. Yeah, it's not like that. You cherish, and I was glad I got to spend it with people that sort of mean the most to me.
So take people into what happens there. The AFL or Crown sort you a room somewhere else, like a villa or somewhere where there's an extra party put on for the winner. Is that what happens?
Yeah, next to your room, JB.
Was your own suite, which I'll get to later. But is it another room, or do they just go back to your room?
Nah. One of the, I'm pretty sure it was at Atlantic. There was sort of like an after party there, and then there was a bit of a downstairs area. So,
right, okay.
A few of the boys rocked up as well. So, we had a good night down there, and then carried on to a few late ones back in the room. And, it was a bit of fun, mate. It's the nights like those you sort of cherish. And, it was definitely it was a long day yesterday, that's for sure.
Next door to my joint.
You told
and
us that
all
yesterday.
Sorts of noise started happening, doors opening and shutting.
What
and
did you hear?
Hooing out what of else? The corridor.
Anything else going on there?
I don't think there was anything else going on. But, of course, as Patty knows, my better half is the most rusted-on blue ever. So she didn't give a shit how much noise was happening, Cripper. She was that happy.
Yeah, no, everyone was, mate. It's I think my parents were best on. They were they were probably the loudest in the room. They were carrying on. So when I rocked up they rocked up straight after the medal count. They'd already tipped a fair few back, so they were definitely leading the charge.
And Daisy Thomas was even there, I hear, trying to get amongst it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Daisy's always there, mate. He was front and centre on the red carpet. Did a good job there, and he's always front and centre at the after party. Big days.
And you also won the Triple M MVP. Wow, wee, that was a good one.
Yeah, I think you guys are onto it early. Triple M. Bloody oaf. Nah, it's mate. It's always nice to get some recognition for some hard work. But
yeah, good.
As we all know, mate, it's I'd rather be playing on the game on Saturday.
Nah, rubbish. I'd much rather win the Brownlow and win a premiership.
That sums you up.
Individual. Yes,
that's where you
it'd
are.
It'd be
different.
Nice to win it and have a flag.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I was loving the story about Big Harry Mackay's mum. Yeah. You're starting to fill your glass up with water. Has it got a bit tight?
Ooh.
Yeah, we had a fun table. The boys were definitely getting into the night. And early on, I thought I was going to get the three votes in round one, and I got one. So I was like, oh, this could be a long night here, boys. Let's tuck in. And then halfway through, I started getting a few votes back where I didn't think I would. And she's an absolute legend. But she kept filling my water up, and then about four or five rounds to go, I definitely put about three waters away in about a minute, I reckon. So timed it perfectly.
Was Ben there?
They were both there, the McKays. They're all one person, aren't they?
That's spot on, Paddy. You're onto it, mate. They are both the one person.
Hey, Cripper, one of the things that we all find astounding with you is your size. About 20 years ago, you would have been a key forward, and 30 years ago, a ruckman. Did you get to a size as a kid where you thought, am I still going to be able to play midfield, or was it always going to be possible even at 6'3" or 4" or whatever you are?
Yeah, it's funny that I was actually the smallest in my team when I was 15, so always played mid, and I actually think that really helped my game. I was sort of late to hit puberty, so especially being in the boarding house, mate, there was a few unpleasant moments.
Yeah, didn't shower up? You didn't go into the showers, Cripper?
No, I went in the shower with my jocks on. Everyone had the shower. I actually thought that really helped my footy. It's sort of because I didn't rely on my size, I really had to, use sort of clean hands and sort of the ground level stuff to get the ball, and then I actually shot up really quickly, and for even the first few years in my career, I still felt like I played played small. It wasn't until I started really working on my game and my aerial stuff that I started using height to my advantage. So, yeah, it's funny that it's you look around now and you know, Johnny Nichols, current legend, like you see next to him, he's one of the greatest ruckmen ever, and you're taller than him, it just shows you, you know, how far footy's come when you're hitting down your throat, you know, 50 odd years ago.
Hey, Cripper, I tell you what, when someone wins the Brownlow, every now and then, Bill, you'll get not only people in the room, but people out in the streets giving it, that bloke's kidding himself. How's he a bloody Brownlow? Not one person has said that since Sunday night, which is a credit to the footballer you are, mate. Congratulations. Enjoy everything that comes with it, and maybe we'll run into you Saturday.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Why have I got a real bad feeling about this?
So have I now. That's come down to the joke because I puffed it up a bit. But here we go. Raps?
Yes.
Why? Actually, to Jim, I'm going to ask this.
Oh, you're asking me to say. You're right. It's going to be Raps.
Jim.
Yes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot's house.
Is that the joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Is anyone...
Because you're the idiot.
No,
you're
good.
The idiot.
No good.
They had to get to the idiot's house, and you're the idiot.
Still.
It took a while for him to get. Oh,
really?
Pete's still scratching his head.
Yeah, he's got no idea what's
this
happening.
Deserve plastic?
Right, Ramsey, what do we want?
Plastic, Leroy.
No.
Here we go. Wait for it, wait. Sam plant. Ooh, wow.
Brilliant.
San Remo. That's what it's called, you idiots. Knock, knock, Jim.
That's it.
Done. Let's have a frothy. Frothy.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR.
I feel good.